Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
And so his belligerent question to me is, Glenn, what are you going to give me that's going to give me higher than that? In other words, what's the why? And I prayerfully thought about it for a moment. I said, here's my answer to you. Your life is awful 99% of the time. And 1% of the time, you're so high, you forget that it's awful. And your question is, how can I get you even higher during that 1% so you're even better at forgetting how awful the 99% of your life is? My job is not to make the 1% of your life higher. My job is to help you get create a life that 99% of the time is really good. And so we had to get a clear picture of what does really good look like. What's that vision? That's why without the vision, we're going to perish. And I just think, for me, it breaks down to several things. One, we have to actually know what our gifts are. A person who drinks or acts out sexually or spends money, they're so busy trying to fix the part of them that's hurt that they don't actually get what their gifts even are. It's hard for them sometimes to even imagine that they have any gifts. Like somehow that sounds almost egotistical to them to think that they do. And so many of us who are brought up in the church, we sort of got that same message. But I think, no, the scriptures are really clear. We all have gifts. We all have different gifts, and we have to claim them. Every call narrative in the scriptures where God or an angel comes to earth to call somebody starts out by saying something like in, Judges 6, "Hail to you, you mighty man of valor," to Gideon, the scared little guy who's hiding wheat in the wine press, hoping the Midianites don't take it from him. "Hail to you, you mighty man of valor." We have to claim our giftedness. We have to embrace that giftedness without getting all egotistical about that, because we have to understand it's just a gift. That's why Paul says, yeah, we all have different gifts. We're not all the eyes. We're not all the nose. We all have different gifts. But don't brag about that, because they're gifts. That's what he says in Corinthians. So if you're going to brag about something, brag about the Lord who gave you those gifts. So we need to see our gifts. We need to claim those gifts without bragging about it. And then we need to ask ourselves, how am I going to use those gifts? Because when I do, I will bring joy to myself and every person that I use those gifts around. And so when I want to draw that picture, what does the alternative look like? Why would I do this? If it wasn't just for getting to heaven, my answer is because 99% of your life that's awful now could be amazing. Where you figure out your gifts, you use them in ways that change you and the people around you, and that everything in your life starts being transformed, just like how we started talking about at the beginning of the show. What does transformation look like?
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.